Chapter 7. On the Road with Bill. The long night passed slowly, and it was difficult to sleep. As morning arrived, Ashton and Bill prepared to leave the house. The soldier wanted to go to London and join his regiment. Ashton wanted to meet Hannah in Leatherhead and then leave the country with her. However, the third spaceship with more Martians lay directly between Woking and Leatherhead. Ashton decided to go to London with Bill and try to get to Leatherhead from there. The two men left the house and walked towards the forest. The houses around them seemed deserted. They walked through the forest, seeing fallen, burned trees around them. At one point, they saw three burned bodies killed by the heat ray. Objects lay on the ground, a spoon, a clock and a child's toy, all left by escaping people. After a time, they came to a road and met some soldiers.
"You're the first men we've seen today," said the officer. "Where have you come from?"
"We were in Woking, sir," explained Bill. "The Martians have surrounded the place. They've killed people and burned buildings and trees. It's terrible."
"Have you seen them?" asked the officer. "What are they like?"
"They're terrible, sir," Bill answered. "They move in giant tripods, and they've got a terrible weapon, a special disc. It shoots fire at people in a deadly heat ray."
"I must see these things myself," said the officer. "Come, men." And he led his soldiers towards Woking. Ashton and Bill continued in the direction of the river and arrived at the next town. Everything here seemed peaceful and normal. It was far from the heat ray, and the people there felt safe from the Martians and their terrible aggression. Suddenly, heavy guns fired from across the river and smoke rose above the treetops. After this, a tremendous explosion shook the ground. The fighting was beginning again.
"They're coming this way," shouted a man. "Can you see them?"
They seemed small at first, but as they got closer, Ashton saw that the tripods were almost 30 meters tall, and they moved quickly. Another one appeared, carrying the terrible disc.
"Look out! It's got the heat ray," Ashton shouted.
Flames suddenly exploded from the disc and set fire to the town. The people panicked. Many jumped into the river to avoid the flames. Bill disappeared in the chaos. Ashton knew that his only chance to survive the heat ray was to dive underwater, so he ran down to the river too. But a tripod with the disc was moving to the river. Soon it was halfway across and began to step out of the water onto the other side. Cannons shot at the tripod and shells exploded near it. The fourth shell hit the tripod and it exploded.
"Hit!"
shouted Ashton triumphantly. He saw a Martian inside the head of the tripod as it fell with tremendous force back into the river. The violent explosion shook the ground. Water and pieces of metal flew high into the sky. The fallen tripod lay across the river. Looking back, Ashton saw the other tripods walk with gigantic steps to the riverbank. Ashton dived underwater and held his breath, but the disc of the heat ray was in the water, making it hotter and hotter. A tripod passed very near him, but, by some miracle, didn't see Ashton. The machine was moving towards his fallen comrade. Two tripods started to shoot the heat ray all around. Were they getting revenge for their comrade's death? Ashton reached the riverbank and fell onto the ground, exhausted.
"I'm still alive. It's a miracle," he thought, expecting to feel the deadly heat ray on his body at any moment.
But Ashton was lucky. The Martians weren't interested in him now. They lifted the destroyed tripod from the water and carried it back towards their spaceship. The danger was over for the moment.
But spaceships kept coming from Mars, and every new arrival on Earth brought more Martians to strengthen their army. These Martian fighters didn't have human emotions. They didn't feel hungry or tired, and were not frightened of anything. They were ready for the battle of their lives, and determined to destroy the human race and establish their new home on Earth. This was the War of the Worlds.